Treasury Fund, which is number 488. We obviously won't have a 2013 approved fund balance until...
Right, it has to be refined.
So we have an estimate, and I'm good with that estimate. Do you want to just fill these in, Benny, as we go along on yours?
Okay.
And if we don't change them, that's what you're looking for, right?
Right.
So Rick has forecast 4,900, right, Rick?
That's the revenues.
I know that.
Yes.
And I'm fine with that. And $28 in interest, I'm fine with that. For new revenues of 49.28, we're not voting on this today, but we are preliminarily going through and establishing the figures that Rick has. I don't even know what biometric verification expense is, by the way.
This fund is set up to basically make security that biometric verification is part of their security. And so if they have an expense, it either falls under that biometric verification or under other inmate security expenses.
Can I suggest that we put $8,000, as you have, under biometric verification expense? I'm also assuming that I'm looking at now. That we leave other inmate security expense alone so that whenever we have the fund balance, you can include that figure in there. And that will come up with our total.
Yep.
500, the LEPC fund. And LEPC stands for
law enforcement.
Why does it say election at the top?
No, local emergency planning something. This is one that Chris does.
Okay, where it says 530-000, that's the LEPC election fund.
Okay, I have an idea, probably in the title of my part.
So we can scratch through where it says election fund. Is that all right?
I'll take it out where it says election fund. I'll just say LEPC.
Okay. Whatever the balance is going to be is what it'll be, correct? I'm all right with everything you have there at the bottom. Whatever our fund balance is, you're going to add to the line. Well, it says, let's put it in the contingency fund. Is that all right? That way they can, whoever it is that uses it can use it. So I'm going to run this fund balance down to the contingency fund line. And write out to. And everything will be the same with the exception of you're going to add that additional amount in there.
So, yes.
Okay. And then total up at the bottom.
So total should be zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's in.
The fund balance to the right amount and change contingency funds so that everything comes out to fund balance of zero is what you want. That's right. I just want to make sure.
That's agreeable with you guys. That way, whoever it is, and I'm sure it's the sheriff that has this fund, will have.
Chris Burr.
Local
emergency planning. One of them is Chris, one of them is Jimmy, and Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was Christmas because the LET is law enforcement.
Well, did he turn in a budget?
Yes.
This is it?
What? Okay. Yeah, these were...
No, this is not his budget. This is budget would have...
He has a budget in within GCR, the department within GCR, and he has an additional fund, yes.
Okay.
I don't see any increases other than equipment maintenance.
Yeah, but if he knows, he didn't ask for any equipment.
Well, I mean, total expenditures that I see is less than what was approved last year, right?
Well, what we're gonna do is take whatever carryover that there is, the fund balance, at the top of the page and add it down into contingency so that this amount of budget's gonna go. It's gonna budget everything from carrying over and his anticipated $3,000 revenue for the year.
Yeah. Okay.
And then all we have to do is get those final figures. We're in time of more mind to establish a date. I'm just picking this out of the air, but now like the 10th of January would be our final day. It gives you plenty of time. It gives us 10 days to have the budget document in place.
And then
just make close with that, so it makes you we'll settle on that. But county LET fund, which is 565, which is the law enforcement fund. This is definitely the sheriff. We don't know yet what he's going to have on hand. And we're budgeting $2,500 with that, right?
In training, yes.
Well, no, revenue.
So
my question is, he's bringing in $3,000 to $4,000 a year. Is that enough?
And Ron, I think Jim gave me this. There's a good chance that he's underestimated the revenues. I don't know.
I mean, it's fine with me. I'm just.
But he was saying his revenues was already over for the year. It's the reason he said.
Well, I don't know. 25 is what we did last year, and he may have said just go ahead and do what we did last year. It looks like no, he didn't because the tuition was $6,000 instead of $3,500. So he gave me this, I think.
You know, I was looking at that total revenue for 2010 was $7,800, dropped to $6,700. It's going to be something over $3,000 in 2012. But $2,500 is fine with me.
Yeah.
So, $2,500.
And is that on the law enforcement training?
Yes, it is. It's 5-6.
So, tuition, you budgeted at $6,000?
Mm-hmm. And if I didn't miss one, yes, I would.
Why don't you could take whatever the amount is of funds that we have on hand that are left over and put it in that fund?
That's what I would do. That I haven't done that one as it goes in there.
Yes. You understand what we're doing?
I'm just making a comment for him. You're just going through the total.
On each one of these, we can't do final estimates until Rick has those final year figures. When he gets those, he's going to plug them in up at the top where it's a fund balance forward. He'll take those monies then and he'll move them down into that other miscellaneous expense. That gives the sheriff the opportunity to utilize that. However, he can see that it's over the fund, so... Is that all right, Dan?
Yeah.
Good. 570 is the prosecutor and attorney trust fund.
It's a training fund.
doesn't bring in much in revenues here, does it? Not like it used to years ago. Okay, Bob, help me out, Greg. Mm-hmm. He's got a training fund, and he only spends $1,000 on it. Maybe we could encourage him this year instead of spending training general county revenue, because we're trying to find dollars there to utilize the dollars he's got in this fund first. He may have a different plan for them. But. And did you do this, or did he fill this way out?
I think he gave me this material. I tried to note everyone that I did myself, but I'm not saying I didn't forget one. Chances are that some of his expenses may come in late, because a lot of times I think this will be random.
7, 26, 12.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times they have.
Yeah. But it's his training is way below what he approved last year.
13, 22, 92 is what he spent through 11, 27.
So I got room to spend there.
Yeah, so here's $5,600 for what was approved last year.
Why don't we move right down the line, approve the budget as presented, with the exception of have Rick take the fund balance and move it into the contingency fund?
Down. Oh, okay. I'm in the budget hearing.
I got two calls going at one time,
so I'm going to step here and
go ahead. Can we take a break for a moment? Come on over now.